I am so sorry for being late for dinner. Oh, what must you think of me? You must have been worried. You must have thought the worst. You must have thought I was... Sorry, I mean, we do have to talk about her, but not right now. I mean... you've got me all flustered, and I don't get flustered. But when I saw the time, I legitimately panicked. And I don't panic. But the thought of you just sitting here, waiting. I've just been so busy. Valentine's Day is, well, it's my busy period. And I just got carried away. I lost track of time and I'm really sorry. Thank you for not starting without me. You could have. I mean, you can move your hands. Hope you're not too uncomfortable. I have to admit that this is very new for me. Kidnapping, yes. Kidnapping is, well, it's not really what I do. But you're special. You are so, so special. So, I think we should talk about her. I don't want to. I really, really don't want to because, well, she's your ex and... Yes, I'm a little bit jealous, just the slightest bit jealous, but we do need to talk about her. Because it's Valentine's Day, and she dumped you on Valentine's Day, so today is... I want you to know that you're not to blame. None of this is your fault. This is... Well, it kind of is, but also isn't at the same time. It's... It's not your fault. But you are so, so lovable. You're gorgeous and sweet and thoughtful and... I mean, you didn't ask for this. You didn't ask for any of this. But... There's just something about you. Oh, darling. She didn't dump you because She didn't dump you because there's anything wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with you. You are perfect, and I mean truly perfect. Even your flaws are just sheer perfection. She dumped you because of me. Because that's what I do. I break people up. Part of the reason why Valentine's is my busy period. Some people are matchmakers, and some are matchbreakers. Though I might be the only matchbreaker that is in business. Well, if I'm not the only one, I am definitely the best. And the most expensive. Because I'm subtle and sly. When I'm hired to break up a couple, it seems organic, unavoidable. Of course it's not. It's... carefully planned, cleverly orchestrated. But, yeah. I was hired to break you up. And I did my job. I'm sorry you got hurt. I mean, being dumped on Valentine's Day. This morning, being dumped must have been so... so painful. I wish it could have been easier on you, but it needed to be stark. It needed to be firm. An ending. But when I saw your face, I felt guilty. Just a little pinprick of guilt. But that's the guiltiest I've ever felt. And I got to thinking. I got to thinking about the girl who hired me to break you and your girlfriend up. I got to thinking how she isn't good enough for you. Because she's not. She is so not good enough for you. I mean, yeah, she says all the right things. She says how she loves you, how she adores you. She writes poetry about you. But she's not prepared to make the effort. She's not prepared to get her hands dirty. And you deserve someone who will make the effort. Someone who will get their hands dirty. I just had to check that there was no blood on. Yeah, you deserve effort. Because you are just so, so special. Unbelievably so. I was not expecting you. I wasn't expecting something. I wasn't expecting to feel anything. Because by now, I'm more than a little jaded. I didn't believe in love. Not anymore. I'd seen too much. But I do now. I believe in love. And all it took was you. You with your gorgeous smile and pretty eyes. You with your thoughtfulness and kindness. I can see why she fell in love with you. Of course I can. Because I did the exact same thing. I wasn't expecting to. I didn't want to. I did not want to love you. And please don't take offense at that. That is, I try to be professional. When you work with messy emotions, rage, jealousy, hatred, love, obsession, infatuation, you really don't want to get involved in that. You want to keep it nice and simple. Black and white. All business. And I was. I was all business, and I was very, very good at it. Oh, darling, the ways that I broke people up. I was diabolical. I was sneaky. I was Machiavellian. And then there was you. Suddenly things weren't so clear-cut. Things weren't so black and white anymore. It got complicated. And I got frustrated. So frustrated. Because I was falling in love with you. I didn't want to. In fact, it was the last thing I wanted. But here we are. And I was left with a mess. Now, of course, everything went according to plan. And this morning, your girlfriend dumped you. Dumped you in a cruel, cold, and most unfeeling way. Leaving you receptive to comfort. To new love. And that is where everything went wrong. The thought. Oh, just thinking about it, I feel such anger, such rage, and that is not like me. This is not at all like me. I was paid so much money to break you and your girlfriend up. So much money. And when she did, when she dumped you, broke up with you, I was meant to call my employer. I was meant to tell her. And she was meant to sweep in and make you fall in love with her. Or so she said. This undeserving girl. Too lazy to even make an effort. Too lazy to even give input to my plans. Do whatever you think best. Lazy. Undeserving. And oh. And oh, so not getting you. I knew that there was no way that I could hand you over to her. There's no way that I could let her just... ugh, just the thought of it. So I did something very unprofessional. I did something that I had never done before. I kidnapped you. And none of it was planned. And that is... I do not improvise. That's how you make mistakes. And it did make mistakes. I left evidence. It's all gone now, of course, because I went back and I tidied up. But in that moment, in that wild moment of pure emotion, I had to take you. And I did. And I brought you here. And then the reality of what I had done hit me. I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you, and the thought of anyone touching you, of her touching you, talking to you, even looking at you, the rage, the blind rage was just overwhelming. So I took a step back and made a plan, and I completed it. I have some very questionable contacts, so I was able to procure some drugs. So we just slept through everything. I ordered dinner in. Didn't have time to cook, I'm afraid. Though I will cook for you. I will cook your favourite meal anytime you want it. Of course I know what it is. I've been watching you for weeks. Months. I take pride in doing a good job. It's how I fell in love with you. But today, I'm afraid it is takeout. Very, very expensive takeout. Though I fear a little cold now. I'm sorry. It's just... disposing of a body is not as easy as you think it would be. Or maybe you don't think it is easy. I thought it would be easier. But blood is very splashy. Your girlfriend? No, 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 darling, no. I don't have to kill her. She dumped you. She hates you. She doesn't care that you went missing. In fact, she's glad that you went missing. Because I am very, very good at my job. I didn't kill her. I killed my employer. The girl who didn't deserve you. The girl who wouldn't make any effort. Of course I killed her. It was the only thing I could do. I've never killed anyone before. And yes, it was messy and... annoying. But it was a lot easier than I thought. It was the mess that made me late, though. So much mess. But it's all cleaned up now. No evidence, no trace, nothing to worry about. It's just you and me now. You and me and our rapidly cooling dinner. I hope you understand why, there's no cutlery. I know that this will be difficult for you. Because your heart was broken this morning and... this is not my plan. This is so far removed from my plan that it is... it's a little scary. I want you to know that I would have waited if I could. If I could have been the one to comfort you. To make you fall in love again. I would have. And I will. I will make you fall in love again. It'll just take time. But... we have time, because my busy period is now over, so now I can just focus on you. I can just lavish you with my attention, make every effort to make you happy, because I will, because you are my everything, because I love you, and because there's no competition. So. I know you're hungry, because I know that look. So please, go ahead, help yourself. It's for you. All of this is for you. I would do anything for you. Happy Valentine's Day, darling. I love you. Oh, I really, really do.